O Mary, conceived without original sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thomas Paine, a founding father and a firebrand preacher of the American Revolution, used his great gift that God had given him to strengthen the morale and steady the courage of wavering men. In one of his most famous pamphlets, titled The American Crisis, he penned immortal words which I'm sure each of you are familiar with. He said at this time, "These are the times that try men's souls." And he meant this great war ahead would be a severe test for the colonists against the mighty British Empire that only those of greatest pluck would have a chance to be able to emerge victorious. He continued in that same tract saying, "Tyranny," he said, "tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put proper price upon its goods. And it would be a strange thing indeed if so celestial an article such as freedom should not be so highly rated." These are the words of Thomas Paine. In truth, Thomas Paine, he was, as a radical liberal, was no friend of Christian society. He was an avowed enemy of the Romish Church and everything it is that we stand for. But despite his grave and many errors, Thomas Paine got one thing right about fallen human nature. What is that? He knew that ordinary men tended to be fickle and uncommitted, especially in the face of resistance. When the cause is easy and unopposed, everyone happily joins in the march and goes forward with zeal, joy, and songs within their hearts. But when suffering comes, supposed friends so easily falter and flee. They surrender, they abandon ship. They quickly run and turn tail. Against dire odds, men easily betray even the most noble of causes. They cast aside even the most intimate of friendships. In that same pamphlet, Thomas Paine said this. He said, quote, "The summer soldiers and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from service of their country." He adds, "But for those few who persevere during those very dark times, those few that stand by it now, deserve the love and thanks of every man and woman." Today, brethren, we enter into the holiest of holy weeks, Semana Santa. This is Holy Week. During this week, we recount all the events that go on during Passion Time. We revisit the very last week of our Lord's life as he walked upon this earth. We see the increasing tension between our blessed Lord Jesus Christ and all his enemies that amount all their force against him. Throughout the coming days, we will walk through his conflict with the synagogue of Satan, the empire of death, the reign of sin. We will also pass through the glorious victory in war as he despoils the despoiler of his prey, as the great Passion Tide hymn of Exhilaragus proclaims. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, friends. During this great duel, our Lord Jesus, he had the greatest of all great heartbreak. Yes, Judas betrayed him, even as he called him friend after he gave him that kiss. St. Peter, his rock, denied him three times before that cock crow because a servant girl accused him of being a friend of Christ. His disciples forsook him at the very first sign of trouble. St. John, he who is called the very beloved disciple who rested his head upon the Lord's breast during that Last Supper, the first Mass, was so afraid that he ran away naked rather than risk being taken prisoner with our Lord. And only at the moment, at the only moment throughout the whole course of the life of our Lord, when he actually needed his apostles, when he asked them for something for himself, they abandoned him because they were too tired to pray. See, even his own people, his own flesh and blood, they turned against him. They claim him king on Sunday and cry for his blood on Friday. It was those same crowds waving palms with hosannas that shook their fists and shouted, "Give us Barabbas, the murderer, the false son of the Father." They shouted, "Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. Let his blood be upon us and upon our children and our children's children." They are the epitome of summertime soldiers and sunshine patriots. In fact, in the liturgy of the divine office, which will be proclaimed this week from the prophecy of Jeremiah, which is applied properly to our Lord in his passion, pay attention to these words. says, "Oh, that my head were a spring of water, my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for my brother, who is near to me, who has supplanted me. Every friend is guilty of slander against me." Although our Lord knew from all eternity that his friends would abandon him, our love still went through it. He knew it when he called them. He knew long before. He knew that it was coming all along, and he still did absolutely everything. In that Garden of Gethsemane, he asked for comfort. He asked for some compassion, for some sympathy, for at least some understanding from his friends, that they would stay awake from him at least a single hour, that they would be vigilant, that they would love him and at least stick by his side while he was enduring all this agony, which was done for none other but for them. Parents, we know that love never sleeps when a beloved one of ours is suffering. And yet, while our Lord sweated blood in that garden that night from his sacred pores, the disciples snored. But not all slept. Not all snored that Holy Thursday evening. Judas alone among the apostles stayed awake. He was focused on his damnable role that he played that night. The Sanhedrin, they were vigilant at that late hour. The Pharisees and the scribes, they had their eyes wide open in anticipation that this was the night that they would get him. Evil was more than ready for this hour. You see, hatred, unlike love on that night, doesn't sleep. How frail is inconstant our human friendships. Summertime soldiers, sunshine patriots. During the whole season of Septuagesima, we made preparation. In this season of Lent, we began supposedly as the friends of Christ to journey with him through these difficulties. With the best of intentions and holy resolutions, we set out in prayer, in fasting, in almsgiving. But as time passed on, the tests came. The discipline of Lent began to weigh heavily upon us, and so we mitigated it. We made excuses, rationalizations for everything that it was just too difficult to endure today. So we slept instead of sacrificing. So we failed to keep watch with our Lord Jesus in these days. We too have been during this time, have we not, been summertime soldiers and sunshine patriots in the cause of Christ. This is why our Lord weeps today. He weeps for this reason. He weeps today in his mystical body, which is his holy Roman Catholic and Apostolic Church. He looks for a few faithful friends, but he finds so few who are real lovers. The enemies of the church are always awake, always striving to crush her. And most Catholics are left storing. So we sleep. We abandon her. We betray her. We surrender to her as enemies because they are many and we feel like we are just too few. So we are always in the retreat because we don't wish to offend any. When we should fight, we turn tail, hoping to escape the least bit of discomfort that we might receive because we may be identified as being one with Jesus Christ, the crucified. Summer soldiers, sunshine patriots. But brethren, all is not lost. There's still time. There's still time for you and I, no matter what it has been before. There's still an opportunity to awake from our slumber. We can still recommit ourselves to the very cause of Christ. We have to join and to fight for Holy Mother Church. The tyranny of Satan and the powers of hell are not easily conquered, as Paine said, but grace is available now more than any other time throughout the whole course of the year if we reach for it. This is a time jam-packed with spiritual strength if we open ourselves to it. For as Romans 5:20 says, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. This is Holy Week, Semana Santa. These liturgical services have power to form true lovers if they stay awake. These liturgies have the grace to strengthen those who are tired so that they don't fall asleep because the cause of Christ is assaulted. Don't miss out on them. Even if by a tragedy you can't be here, follow along. The texts are easily found. Stay with the Lord. We have this great consolation that the harder the conflict, the more glorious will be the triumph. For what we attain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. And it is true that heaven knows how to put a proper price upon the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, upon the goods that belong to heaven. And it would be a strange thing indeed if so celestial an article such as freedom from the devil, sin, and death should not be highly rated among men like you and I. The great Saint Catherine of Siena encourages us forward into the fray in a letter she wrote to the Queen of Naples. She said, You could show God no greater love and sacrifice than to ready yourself, if necessary, to give your life for Christ crucified. Oh, how sweet it would be to offer up blood for blood, to see how you grow in holy desire as a result of remembering the blood poured out for you, my God's Son. We can end by praying the words of St. Alphonsus de Liguori, we've prayed so often in the Stations of the Cross. Haven't they passed through our lips so many times over the course of our life? Let them mean something this time. Oh, my Lord Jesus Christ, you've made this journey to die for me with unspeakable love, and I have so many times ungratefully abandoned you. But now I love you with my whole heart. And because I love you, I am sincerely sorry for ever having offended you. Pardon me, my God, and permit me to accompany you on this journey. You go to die for love of me. I want my beloved Redeemer to die for love of you. My Jesus, I will live and die, always united to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.